the poor people's here to suffer and do just what you can get. But do you know, I was thinking one day when the man was preaching, he said, what was done in the dark will come to the light. That's true. That's what the Bible said.
And I have to account for everything?
Yeah. And that's good. Do you know, if I do evil to you, do you know I'm going to pay for it? And if you do evil to me, you will get a pay for it. And that's a good thing, you know. Everybody got to stand on their own bottom, see? What I mean, got to give in kind of their own needs, what I mean, to stand on their bottom. Don't you think that's a good thing? I know it. I won't have to give in kind of what you do, and you want to do in kind of what I do. Because the man looked down on his nose just how much we can bear. And he ain't gonna put no more than you can bear. So I think that's one. My grandmother said, my mother, she was part Indian. I never did know nothing about my mother's people. One sister, all of them was dead when I was a bit large enough to realize, you know, one from another. But on my dad's side, it was a big family. But they all about died out now, but he don't even have a brother. We don't even have an uncle on our dad's side. Ain't he not living now? They all done died out. They used to be in California. And my Uncle Dan's kids, they was born and raised in California. They was in California. Some is in Oakland, California. Some in Santa Monica, California. And some of them in Chicago. Some in, now I got the rest of my people's in St. Louis. On my daddy's side. It was a large family of my daddy people, but I don't know too much. We was Whitleys. And I don't know too much about my mother's side because they was all most passed out before I was large enough to know. But anyway, we all was raised right around here in Tipton County. Mm. And my granddaddy, I'm going to tell you this, and then I'll be through. I'm not giving away. My granddaddy lived right down now.
Is this your daddy's daddy? Or?
My daddy's daddy. And a man came through here and told him he was in trouble. Daddy said to the cigar box that used to be large in there now. So he had that box sealed up and told him to the money. And he's trying to get away from some parts of Mississippi, I believe, well, Arkansas, Mississippi, more. My son told me about that. And I taught my granddaddy some kind of way to put this money in his will. I never would have did that. I don't believe it would. Without looking at it. And he let him hit one of his mules to try to get back to Arkansas on his shotgun. And the man won't know one thing when the boss of dirt or some kind of weight, you know, he hit in there. When he got it out the way, I found one nothing. And he died away from home trying to find that mule and that shotgun. Yeah, so, but I said, it's things that's so much different than that. People didn't realize things like they do now, but there's so much going on. You have to look out and think for yourself.
That's true.
So yeah, my daddy's side of people was a large family.
Now, do you think your daddy's daddy, was he a farmer too?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he farmed, so grandmother told me.
And they're all from this area?
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether grandmother married him yet. I just remember son making tea there, but I can't. But in her hand, she raised all her children around in Tipton County. She had a large family.
Do you think they had a chance to go to school any?
No, grandmother couldn't read. I don't know how about granddaddy. Grandmother couldn't read. But you couldn't be the kind of money, but she couldn't read.
Is that right?
Mm. I don't know how about my granddaddy, but I know my grandmother couldn't read.
And you say you just don't know
much? My daddy couldn't read too much. Mm-hmm. He could sign his name or something like that. He couldn't read too much. Because he was the oldest one when they'd bring him up. They worked hard and they had a big family, you know, just like they